Experience a full mind, body, and spirit approach to living your best life. Learn how to achieve optimal health, wealth, and happiness. This is your journey to wellness and abundance. You are listening to Mind Over Matters with your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen of the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen. As you know, I'm a double board certified integrative and now interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional health and wellness. Also a certified wellness instructor, best-selling author and speaker, and the director for the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. As you know, the purpose of this show is to get you thinking about how powerful your mind is and what you can do right now to change your life for the better. So this show, Mind Over Matters, is going to challenge you to think differently about how your physical health can be improved, your relationships, your happiness, even your financial health. All of these can be dramatically improved by taking a more holistic approach to your life. So my goal is to educate and empower you to live a life by design, a life on purpose and with passion and with positive results. So I'm really, really excited about today's show. I want to start by asking, what's next for 2021? I think that's a question that's been on everyone's mind, right? All of us have asked it. Are we in for more of the craziness we experienced in 2020? And honestly, can it get any crazier? Well, for millennia, people have looked to the stars for answers. Ancient cultures, many of whom have been proven to be much more advanced than we are today, not even Kenya, have understood the role and influence of the stars and the planets and the influence they have on our lives from day to day, century to century. So if you doubt the influence of the stars, just pay attention to the emotional and behavioral changes we experience at each full moon. Well, I've got a very special guest, evolutionary astrology expert Lynn Staudacher, here to share with us her astrological predictions for the coming year based on historical influences as well as the upcoming planetary transitions for 2021. So Lynn, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about who you are and your credentials, and then let's dive in so we all know what's what in 2021.
Hi there. Good to be here. I'm so glad that I am on your show. So I am. I have been a professional astrologer since about 1998, and so what is that? 22 years or so?
Yeah, a couple years.
And,
you know.
But I've studied astrology since I will put it to about 1974.
Wow.
So I have been steeped in this language of symbolism since then. I was a professional, I was a teacher, and I was in the business world, have a couple master's degrees and, you know, the rest of that kind of stuff. But astrology has been my passion my whole life.
Wow. So let's dive right in. You are clearly, you know, an expert, you know, for decades and decades. So 2020 was a tough year. It was crazy. It was chaotic. Many people describe it as, you know, swear words I can't say on the air. So tell us about that.
You know, I first want to say, and I was struck by this morning, that today, the day of the taping, is the Epiphany. January 6th, and what epiphany means is a sudden or striking revelation or illumination or a discovery or a realization of what is. So, you know, maybe this show that will be broadcast later will give you that epiphany, that opening.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are looking for that.
Yeah. And so if 2020 was a compression or a restriction or destruction, we have some major players, some major planets that really all got together in a conjunction. Think of like the worst power control responsibility person.
Plus sounds political.
An expansive a person that wants to make it all expand, and then the activator, the one that goes out in the world and really does make it happen, and also the god of the underworld, the person, you know, think of it like the head of the mafia. All these people are in a room, all these archetypes are in a room, and they're stirring it up and saying, what can the world take?
And so these are planets, then, that are coming together.
Yeah,
when you say conjuncting.
These are planetary archetypes.
Okay.
And what I've what I have just described is Saturn, the power control person, the head of the underworld, Pluto. Jupiter is the expander of all of this, and wherever Jupiter is, it expands. And Mars, the activator, the energy. So, yeah, that's what got together last year. Where we are in 2021 now really started about December 21st, the winter solstice, when two of those planets came together in Aquarius, which is the next sign from Capricorn. The other ones were all in the responsible sign of Capricorn.
So let me see if I'm following you so far, though. So 2020 was like four big planets, Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter, and Mars, all coming together. And you said kind of the influence of all of those combined stirred things up, but it expanded it.
Right.
So it magnified whatever the shit-stirring was. It all got magnified.
Yeah. And guess when all of these planets came together? And in fact, I just looked up in the ephemeris, the moon was also in Capricorn that day, March 17th, when I believe that we started all the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was one day on one side or the other. But that day, St. Patrick's Day, I think it was a voting day here in Chicago, and people were told to be very, careful about that because we were going to be locked down. So there's that last year, of course, it was the two issues of COVID and the election were, how are we going to govern ourselves? And how are we going to govern our bodies, basically? It's about self and the whole group. So that exactly points to Aquarius, the whole age of Aquarius, harmony and understanding, take it from the song. If you know the song from here.
I do, but that tells you how old I am.
Yeah,
I like to say it's a little
too.
Bit before my time,
but
still.
But it's a good, and that people can see the movie and review what it is. So Capricorn wants to hold on to power and authority. All those planets that were in Capricorn, if we try to hold on too much, we can't grow.
Mm-hmm.
We need to let go. And this year is, the whole let go and let God.
Okay.
Let yourself just, if you want to relax, you can't sit in a chair tight.
Yeah.
You have to let go. And then when you let go, the good things come in, into your body, mind, continuum.
So let me see if I'm understanding. We've got just about a minute before we go to break here. So you were saying about December 21st, we started to shift.
Jupiter and Saturn. And Aquarius.
Okay. And that started a shift into what can be more harmony and more understanding into the coming year.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Exactly.
Oh, thank God.
It begins a 200-year cycle.
Wow. Okay.
With that.
Let's...
Those two planets in air in Aquarius begins a 200-year cycle.
Wow.
So this is the beginning.
Okay. That sounds very auspicious to me. That sounds just like there's a lot of good influence coming. I want to talk more about that. I'd like to dive right back in when we return from commercial break. So stick around. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. You're listening to our show, The Truth is in the Stars, Astrology Predictions for 2021. We'll be right back.
Want vibrant health, more energy, improved weight loss, or even better sleep than you've had in years? TI-22 Nutrition has you covered. We offer the best plant-based supplements in their purest form. Our supplements are combined in power packs to create a synergistic effect when taken together. TI-22 stands for titanium, and we are committed to helping you achieve optimal health. Order now. Visit TI-22Nutrition.com. Stronger bodies, stronger minds.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Do the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, in partnership with BrainStem, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS is FDA approved and covered by most insurance companies for the treatment of depression, and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call our TMS Center today at 630-451-8030. That's 630-451-8030. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Everyone, welcome back to the show. We're talking about the truth in the stars, astrology predictions for 2021 with my very special guest, astrologer, evolutionary astrologer extraordinaire, Lynn Staudacher. So if you've missed any of the show, you can check a podcast out on this great station, or you can check us out online, thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at thecifhw.com. Also want to invite you to check out our upcoming wellness webinars by visiting our website homepage or our Facebook homepage. Check the registration link, complete your registration, and you're good to go. If you're dealing with thyroid issues, if you're dealing with stubborn weight issues, if you're dealing with autoimmune condition, maybe it's issues related to hormone imbalance, we've got some great wellness webinars. They're all free. All I ask is that you register and that you share it and invite a friend, because we really want to put you in a position now more than ever where health is front and center, to get healthy and stay healthy. And all of these wellness webinars are focused on helping you to understand the root cause of your health issue and then giving you a plan of action to not only reclaim your health, but to move into optimal health. So please register for those by checking out our homepage, thecifhw.com, or our Facebook page. So let's dive right back into the show. We're talking about this craziness of 2021. And Lynn, you said it's you know, Jupiter, Mars, you know, I think it was Saturn and Pluto all got together to stir things up and then to blow it up. That was 2020. And I you know, that's not an over exaggeration either. But you said too that, you know, starting December 21st with the winter solstice, you know, that we're moving into the age of Aquarius, which many have described as that age of harmony and understanding. And, you know, I automatically felt, you know, excited and hopeful when you said it's beginning a new 200-year cycle. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. You know how we always celebrate New Year's Eve and say, oh, you know, nothing happens. You know, the page has to turn to 2021. Mm-hmm. Well, the page really turned on that December 21st winter solstice. You know, there was a lot of press about looking for the Christmas star, yeah. You know, when those two, Saturn and Jupiter, came together in the sky. They were at the very same place. Mm-hmm. And if you saw it in the western skies, some people did and published photographs of it. Excuse me, but what was really important about that day is there were four planets, and we call the sun and moon planets just for, you know, like saying their words or whatever. Okay. The sun was at 0 degrees Capricorn, Mercury was at 0 degrees Capricorn, Jupiter was at 0 degrees Aquarius, and Saturn was at 0 degrees Aquarius. This is very unusual to have four planets at 0 degrees. It means that's when something begins anew in astrology, it goes from 0 degrees to 30 degrees.
Okay.
And so a sign is 30 degrees long.
Okay.
Actually, it's 29 degrees from zero. If you count zero to 29, that's 30 degrees.
Right.
But what's very unusual when you have 0 degrees as four of them, you know. So this was, and actually Venus had just moved into Sagittarius as well. So that, you know, we're counting like five of them are right at the beginning.
Wow.
So that wasn't exactly at zero, but I mean, it was close, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an unusual occurrence. It tells us that there's something going on. There's something that, you know, the page has just turned.
Oh, thank God.
And you know how if you grow an amaryllis, I'm growing an amaryllis now, in the beginning, you don't have the big flower, mm-hmm. but you have a little bud, a little green nub showing up, and that, you know, is the beginning of it going into a big flower about maybe 3 or 4 weeks later. Mm-hmm. So this is the same thing that we are going through right now, except for 2021, the big configuration that's going to hit like three different times is Saturn, which is control and you know, responsibility, squaring, which is think of being in a corner, you know, when you're squared off, or when you get in the corner, you have no place to go. Saturn square Uranus. Uranus is the planet of freedom and innovation and newness. And even when it goes to its ultimate, it can be feel chaotic.
Okay.
But so those two don't like each other. They're squaring off. And the control versus the freedom. Just let's take an example of what's going on in Congress right now. I mean, we're waiting for that last seat to be decided. And so it's going to be, I think it's going to be a 50-50 with then Kamala Harris being the deciding vote if they are tying. So it's interesting. It's really interesting to watch how as above, so below.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea of this squaring off of the power control and then the freedom is going to be a sign for this year.
And so you said watch. We'll see that three times, you know, there'll be three big.
Yes. Well, you know, there's the coming in of something mm-hmm. when you can kind of feel the drumbeat in your body of what's happening. It's like, wow, something is changing here.
Mm-hmm.
So February 17th is the exact first hit when somewhere around, you know, that time, I would say the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, look for something, some conflict between power control and the freedom chaos kind of thing. And then another one comes in the middle of June, June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Then another one comes the day before Christmas, 12/24. And then we're going to have another hit in 2022. If we didn't learn our lesson, you know, it keeps on hitting us over the head here with these exact hits of this square between Saturn and Uranus.
Mm-hmm. So we're okay. beginning.
That's
we're moving
the big
in
sign of the year.
Okay, so we're moving into this age of Aquarius, which starts a very auspicious cycle, a 200-year cycle. You know, harmony and understanding. You know, I'm the age of enlightenment, the Renaissance, if you will. But we're in the seedling stages of that. You know, I think you compared it to mm-hmm. a flower. So we're in the early stages. And I'm reminded that within every period of growth and evolution, there's struggle. You know, we're struggling to expand and become greater and be more and have more. And it sounds like at least in this coming year of 2021, we're going to see at least three of that when Saturn, the controlling planet, and Uranus, the freedom planet, you know, just kind of come together and, you know, are duking it out. So it reminds me of the conflict or the turmoil that we see within every stage of growth and evolution. There's struggle within every stage. If, you know, even personally, if we're not getting uncomfortable personally, you know, in ourselves, we're not growing. If we're not doing something professionally that causes us to, you know, struggle and have some strain, we're not growing. And it sounds like we're going to see at least this coming year, three big examples of that influence. And then, as you said, coming into 2022 as well. So let's talk a little bit more about what that's going to feel like emotionally or what we might see as we come back to the break. I want to thank you for tuning in. If any of you guys have missed a show so far, we're going to do a rebroadcast on this station. Certainly, you can always find it on our website, thecifhw.com. You know, we're talking about the truth is in the stars, the astrological predictions for 2021. And I've got a very special guest, evolutionary astrologer extraordinaire, certainly an expert in anyone's, estimation, Lynn Staudacher. So stick around. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications from your doctor just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, in partnership with BrainStim TMS, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is an FDA-approved, safe, and effective drug treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS therapy has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-989-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-989-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. We're talking today about the truth in the stars, astrology predictions for 2021. So if you've missed any of the show, you can check out a podcast on this great station, or you can check us out online at thecifhw.com. You can check us out on Facebook at thecifhw. Please follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well. So without further ado, I want to get back into it. We're all excited to learn, you know, about what's coming up in 2021. You know, so many of us are feeling hopeful. You know, I am. I'm very optimistic. But I think there's, you know, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear still that is just completely prevalent. And people are thinking, you know, is 2021 going to be a repeat of 2020? You know, what's going on? So we were talking a little bit about, you know, what a significant circumstance it is when Saturn and Uranus are squared. It's, you know, like the control versus freedom. And we're going to see that, you know, a number of times throughout this 2021, you know, that, you know, kind of, you know, predicated upon the fact that we are beginning a 200-year cycle, you know, an age of enlightenment. But we're in the early stages of that. Lynn, tell us a little bit more about that, because, you know, again, that makes me feel hopeful. But I want to understand more about the planetary influences, because I know there's more than just Saturn and Uranus at work here.
Sure. Let me just go back, because, you know, if you don't look at your history, you don't really understand the present. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. So the last time that Jupiter and Saturn were together was in the year 2000. They were in Taurus, and for the 200 years before, they have been in Earth signs. What Earth signs are, Taurus is one of them.
I'm a Taurus.
It's about possessing, the physical possession of something. It's the greed is good. The who dies with the most toys wins. That whole kind of more centered on the self.
Okay, that doesn't sound like anything like me as a Taurus. I'm just kidding.
Well, parts of you have this. We all have this.
Our shadow selves.
Some thread. But now we're beginning this 200-year cycle in air. And what air is about communication. When we talk to each other, we say, I'm going to put this out in the air. And so it's really about connecting with others more than just thinking about how much fortune I have amassed, how much stuff is around me. So and you know, I'm giving the almost the ultimate description of these things. I mean, you can water it down a little bit, and we're all concerned about the money that we have so that we can live,
sure,
of course.
It's related to our survival needs.
Of course. But this being an heir is a little bit higher on that Maslow triangle. It's, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. it's more about communicating to humanity out there to the group rather than just the self. So with things being in Aquarius, it is more connecting. It's a more of a connection with the group. So, and you know, Aquarius, they say about Aquarius is it isn't just about one man, but it is about humanity. So that's, let's just, you know, put that as our background for these two planets, Saturn and Uranus, are squaring and fighting each other. The power control, think of yourself. Whenever you want to start something new, think about, here, the newness is the Uranus part of you.
Okay.
Saturn is the power control. Think of Saturn like the punitive parent, mm-hmm. like the parent that you had that said, no, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to, you know, earn that money.
So
you have to achieve that goal before you can go to the next step. So it's like learning through experience, the school of hard knocks.
Mm-hmm.
So think of something like that squaring off with what's new. You know, I think of way back after I quit teaching, what I got into computers and I taught people how to use a computer. This was way back in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
when there wasn't even hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting to see. And the first people that I taught were the artists at the Chicago Tribune. They were so afraid of this new technology. They wanted to go back into the Saturnian part and just, you know, have the power and control that they had before with their paintbrush and their ink, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or their pen and ink drawings. They didn't want to learn what was happening with the computer. So that's like a conflict inside.
Is that something with all of us that we're going to experience, is kind of this inner conflict, you know, wanting to grow and expand and be innovative, you know, with that part of ourself that just wants to, you know, follow the letter of the law and know I've always done it this way, we have to do it that way? Or is that something we're going to see in the larger world as well?
Well, you know, there's a saying in astrology, as above, so below. So this is happening in the zeitgeist,
this collective
whole thing of what the stars are doing is felt down here and on planet Earth. And so, you know, so it is.
Okay.
Get with the picture, get with the program. This is what's happening. You know, to know that it's going to rain today or it's going to snow, you need to prepare for that.
Okay.
To know it beforehand helps.
So, yeah, no, I think that makes sense. It's a beautiful thing about predictions, you know, based on the history of the stars and patterns. So it sounds like we're going to see, you know, this conflict, this control versus freedom kind of, you know, dynamic in the larger world, but we're also going to experience in our own personal world as well. Tell us a little bit more about what we can expect. We've got about 2 minutes before we go to break.
Yeah, well, I think it would be important for you to know what's in your own personal birth chart so that you can know how this actually is affecting you, because some people have, you know, might exactly have this Saturn Uranus square in their chart,
mm-hmm.
and you know, so this is something that's going to affect them. I think that you should know what's in your chart so that you know how deeply it will affect you.
So let me just make a comment, Lynn. You were referred to me by a very, very credible source. I've had my birth chart, you know, read one other time. I think it was still in graduate school at the time. And you and I met recently to have, you know, my birth chart done. And I will tell you, I was absolutely blown away at what I learned, what was revealed, both historically, because you went way back, you know, to early influences based on where the planets were at those points in my life, pivotal moments in college, in graduate school, you know, in my early marriage, early career. And it was uncanny how accurate it was. So for those of you who have never had, you know, a birth chart reading, an evolutionary astrology reading, I'm going to absolutely encourage you to contact Lynn and get that done. You know, we have the great pleasure, Lynn, of having you as, you know, our local expert, although I know you've been involved with things nationally and internationally. How can people get a hold of you if they want to have their birth chart done?
Well, they can look at my website. It's called Paths, P-A-T-H-S, like a road that you take, Paths, and the number 2, and Awareness, Paths to Awareness.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
And they can read on there, and my email address, my phone number is on there.
Good.
So, you know, call me or write me.
Good, good, good. All right, so stick around. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about what truth is in the stars, our astrological predictions for 2021 with our very special guest, Lynn Staudacher. Be right back.
Want vibrant health, more energy, improved weight loss, or even better sleep than you've had in years? TI-22 Nutrition has you covered. We offer the best plant-based supplements in their purest form. Our supplements are combined in power packs to create a synergistic effect when taken together. TI-22 stands for titanium, and we are committed to helping you achieve optimal health. Order now. Visit TI22Nutrition.com. Stronger bodies, stronger minds.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Do the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, in partnership with BrainStem, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS is FDA approved and covered by most insurance companies for the treatment of depression, and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call our TMS Center today at 630-451-8030. That's 630-451-8030. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to the show. So I think we're all wondering what's next in 2021, right? That's been a question on everyone's mind. Are we in for more of the craziness we experienced in 2020? Can it get any worse, honestly? You know, the fact of the matter is ancient cultures, many of whom have been proven to be much more advanced than ours today, have understood the role and the influence of the stars and the planets on our lives from day to day, century to century. And as I said earlier, if you doubt the influence that the stars play, just pay attention to our emotional and behavioral changes with each full moon. So my very special guest, evolutionary astrologer Lynn Staudacher, is here to share with us her astrological predictions for the coming year based on the historical influences as well as the upcoming planetary transitions for 2021. So Lynn, let's dive right back in. I'm eager to learn more about what's what. We were talking at the break about eclipses. Let's start there, because I think when we hear the word eclipse, wow, a lunar eclipse, wow, a solar eclipse, we simply think of the physical aspect. Wow, you know, the moon just got blocked out by the sun or whatever. But there's an influence to that. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, first I want to give you the dates, too. So if you're, you know, taking notes or anything, especially if your birth date is a day before or a day after or the day of, it would be something to note. May 26th is a lunar eclipse, so it's a full moon. Mm-hmm. Whenever you have a lunar eclipse, it's always a full moon. 2 weeks after that is June 10th, and that's a solar eclipse. So if you're an 8, 9, 10, 11 of June born, that might have some solar eclipses will affect your sun, and lunar eclipses affect both your sun and your moon because they're opposing. November 19th is a lunar eclipse, and December 4th is a solar eclipse. I'm born on December 3rd, so I'm looking at that solar eclipse for how it's going to come into my world.
Mm-hmm.
Eclipses happen around that same date, 19 years before. That's a cycle. There's cycles always in astrology. So, what happened to you 19 years before this, you might ask.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to always ask or always note to you, that when planets move forward or backwards, we call that retrograde or direct.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you know Mercury retrograde, when communication seems like they're kind of, snafu'd.
Yeah.
I always get calls from people, is Mercury retrograde? Yeah. Tell me.
I track that on the calendar. I'm like, and I'll let my team know, okay, Mercury is going retrograde, blah, 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 for the next few weeks.
Yes.
Just be aware of the influences and don't take it personally and just roll with the punches.
Yes. So I'm just going to give you those dates, too. Mercury goes retrograde on January 30th, and then it goes direct on February 20th. Usually it's about 3 weeks. It happens three times a year for 3 weeks. And so everyone knows about that, the time to redo things and recreate and re-look back at things and see how it's going. Let's see. Mercury will go retrograde again September 20th. I think it's supposed to be. I'm just looking at my
calendar. No worries.
June 22nd.
Okay.
Oh, wait, excuse me. May 29th. So it's right after that lunar eclipse, May 26th.
Wow.
On May 29th, it goes retrograde again, and then it will go direct on June 22nd.
Okay.
Right after that solstice. And then Mercury goes retrograde again September 27th. And we'll go direct on October 18th.
So what's the influence then emotionally or behaviorally of these eclipses? And then on the Mercury retrograde, we've got about 4 minutes before we go to the break. What's the influence of the eclipse, on us?
Okay. Lunar eclipses, you can kind of feel, if again, it's hitting something in your chart, you will feel something about 3 months before. Solar eclipses, you feel it about 6 months before the actual happening. So if, like with the end of May one, watch about in March.
Okay.
For things to, like I always feel like there's a drumbeat in the forest that you can start to hear, or there's things in your body that start to shift a little bit, or there's just like visions or dreams that you might have that are shifting and changing, and you're wondering, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or there might be actual people or situations that come into your life and you think, oh, this is different.
So these are really periods of transition shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely. And sometimes eclipses. Well, I just want to point out an eclipse just that we just had. The last eclipse we had, it was 12/14,
mm-hmm.
20, in the middle of December, that hit Trump's chart so badly that all astrologers were talking about that, and they said, oh my gosh, we're going to, is he ever going to let go? He's like almost a Saturnian person here. Let go of the control.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And that hit his chart pretty badly. And so sometimes eclipses can open things up for you. And sometimes eclipses can just, depending upon where they are in your chart, can really whittle you down to size and tell you, you know, that direction that you were going in doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So you need to go somewhere else.
So it's about getting our awareness and kind of waking us up to take a different direction, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, exactly.
And what about...
Exactly. And... Go ahead.
I was going to say, what about Mercury retrograde? We've got just 2 minutes before break. What's the influence of Mercury retrograde? Because everybody dreads it. You know, some people have learned to harness it, but most people are like, oh my God, Mercury's going retrograde. This is going to really suck.
Well, the one thing I always tell people is if you're on the computer a lot, back up your computer. So you're recreating your hard drive, basically. And start to look at things that you have had on your list to do, but they've just kind of stayed there and you haven't really done them. Like one of the things, I write poetry, and one of the things I always say is, okay, I got to write out all these things on good paper. You know, they're kind of in my computer, but I want to have them as a file of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be another good thing. I've always wanted to clean out that drawer. So, I've always wanted to. My closet is a mess.
So
let's clean out a little bit here.
So get things organized.
Redoing. Yeah, it's organizing, it's redoing, it's okay. Getting back to those things that you haven't done.
Okay.
And also watch if communication things just kind of go off. Just say, look, it's Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, that's something.
Know?
Yeah, I remind myself all the time. I'm like, all right, Mercury retrograde is coming. People are going to be wonky. Technology is going to be wonky. Mm-hmm. Mechanicals are going to be wonky. It's like, why didn't my car start? Well, that's weird. It's you know, I just got a new battery, or I just upgraded my memory in this computer, and now what the heck? Where did my files go? So emotionally, people are kind of wonky. You know, you talk about communication, but we see that in our computers, you know, technology. We use that to communicate. We see that in mechanics. We use that to communicate. So Mercury retrograde can be a blessing and curse. If we learn how to harness it and take care of things and clean things up in our lives for those 3 weeks, we're at an advantage. And speaking of that, when we come back, we're going to be talking specifically about some 2021 predictions to put you at an advantage for this coming year. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications from your doctor just aren't working, or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, in partnership with BrainStim TMS, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is an FDA-approved, safe, and effective drug treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS therapy has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-989-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-989-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. Thanks for joining us on the show. The Truth is in the Stars, Astrology Predictions for 2021. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out a podcast on this great station, or you can check us out online at Facebook. It is at the CIFHW, and our website is thecifhw.com. It's the acronym for the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. If we can help you with any of your goals this year, if you're predicting a tough year or a year of advancement, give us a call, schedule a consultation, 630-980-1400. So let's dive right back in. I think we're all eager to learn some predictions for 2021. I'm excited to know that we have tipped into the age of Aquarius, an age of enlightenment, but I know we're in the nascent stages of that. So Lynn, lay it out for us. What can we expect in 2021?
Okay, well, I think the two big things, as we've talked about, the Saturn square Uranus, the control and fighting with freedom part, we've kind of gone through that. But there's another better transit that's going on, Saturn sextile Chiron. It's a harmonizing kind of thing. Saturn, you know, that control person, that punitive parent, making a 60-degree angle to Chiron. Chiron is the planet of wounding and healing, and it really helps in bridging the human experience between Saturn focusing on the worldly and the practical to Uranus, the planet which is symbolized by the pouring of wisdom from the stars to the earth. Chiron's physical role is about helping you heal from the wounds that you might have. So when this punitive parent, think of it like maybe your dad, would say, you seem like things aren't going too well. Let's sit down and talk about it. And so the hurts that you had, you're talking about those. So that, you know, I think it's a beautiful time to go into therapy.
Mm-hmm. Because I would always agree.
When the stars are there saying that I'm going to harmonize with the wounder healer, that's a great thing. There's another thing that's happening.
Let me see if I understand. So one of the things mm-hmm. we can expect for 2021 as Saturn sextiles Chiron is there's mm-hmm. going to be a healing influence underway. You know, and we can certainly do that personally, whether you choose to get into, you know, therapy. And it sounds like there's going to be a healing influence, you know, underway for humanity as well. So that's cool. That's hopeful. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Another that I think is really a metaphor for the whole COVID-19 is that there is a challenging square between Pluto, that head of the mafia, and Eris. Eris is a planet that maybe a lot of people don't know about, but it is a planet. It revolves around the sun, but it's out of the orbit, past the orbit of Pluto. Mm-hmm. She's named after the goddess of discord, and she was the one that didn't get invited to a wedding in the mythology days.
Oh, man.
And
there goes
she
the party.
Was really pissed about that. So she started the Trojan Wars, basically with her machinations that she did with all the powers that be at that point. So when Pluto gets into a square with Eris, it's like, it's discordant. It doesn't follow rules. She can't be predicted in any way.
So some conflict coming up then too.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, that has been going on in 2020, but it continues in 2021. And there's another thing that I think is important too to watch. Jupiter will enter Pisces for a while, and then it goes retrograde. That's about from. Let's see, Jupiter, May 13th till about June 20th.
Okay.
So part of May, June 20th, Jupiter will go retrograde for a little bit and watch the COVID numbers either spike or go down then. Jupiter, remember, Jupiter expands things.
Yes,
when
that's right.
Retrograde, it might. So just watch those dates. And the other dates I'm going to give you is there's clumps of time, like June 20th, 22nd, and 25th, when three planets, Jupiter, Mercury, and Neptune, either go retrograde or direct. So June 20th to 25th, if you're doing anything around that time, notice that there's going to be a lot of back and forth. Jupiter expanding, Mercury going direct at that point, mm-hmm. Neptune going retrograde at that point. So it's really interesting. Then also, this is the day of that eclipse in December 4th. Right a couple of days before that, Neptune is going direct. So also watch the beginning of December for kind of another, it can be another expansion of the COVID virus.
Okay.
the thing that I'm most kind of like scared about, and I even posted this on Facebook, is on January 20th. The inauguration day, Mars, that planet of energy, is conjunct Uranus. Uranus, that kind of chaotic thing. And when Mars and Uranus are together, it almost always means violence or eruption.
Wow. Okay.
Discord. So I am just kind of holding my breath for that day, and I'm hoping that they have something called out, like the National Guard or whatever they call out when there's riots.
Okay, but so January 20th, expect
yeah,
a lot of aggressive
exact.
Energy.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
So it's our responsibility then, because we can only control our own thoughts, feelings, and actions. It's our responsibility to do what we can to remain in a state of, you know, calm and centeredness and focus on the upcoming, you know, the fact that, you know, we can still practice harmony and kindness and love in our lives. So we've got just about a minute and a half left. Lynn, how would you sum it up for what we can expect in 2021?
Well, the one thing that I would say is on that inauguration day, this is a kind of a little assignment I'm giving everybody. The first thing you do, say you get your coffee or tea, sit and do some meditation
mm-hmm.
for peace.
Right on.
For just 5 minutes of it. I mean, those of you that meditate in the morning, go ahead and do your meditation. But those of you who have never tried it,
just
sit for 5 minutes.
Okay.
And so I think that it's going to be an exciting year, but not as rocky as 2020 was. We've got planets in Aquarius that are pointing us towards a new paradigm. There's a paradigm shift, and so how we observe and interact with the world is going to be much more expansive
mm-hmm.
and beautiful.
Good.
And so I would just try to get your arms around that.
I love that. That excites me. Hey, I can take the expansion and, you know, contractions. That's just the natural evolution of life individually, you know, within the animal world, within, you know, the planets, within the universe, expansion and contraction. But if we've got some expansive, auspicious energy coming up, I can totally ride the waves on that. Thank you for tuning in, Lynn. Thank you for being on the show. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. We're definitely going to have you back. And happy 2021 to you, Lynn. And happy 2021 to everyone out there. We'll talk soon.
And you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.